the decimation of the awful flooding and just the outreach, and certainly the game Thursday night at Nissan Stadium. We wanted to have Waverly coach Randall Bolden in this spot. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you wanted to get that win Thursday night, but what a just everything that went into Thursday night, the game with White House, over 6,000 at Nissan Stadium. The Titans pretty much gave the keys to the castle. The radio crew, Mike Keith and the gang doing the radio big time. What a special evening. What was that all about for you?
It was a special night. I was glad that our kids got to experience it. You know, obviously the outcome didn't come like we wanted it to, but it's an experience that our kids will carry with them for the rest of their life.
Coach, with all the flooding and everything, people don't understand, you know, you still have went on and you've practiced and you've prepared to play, and that's pretty tough with some of these kids and the families losing everything that they've got.
Yes, absolutely. We had a couple of families that were directly affected by the floods, so it's been good for them to get back out and get their minds off everything that's going on, and I think that that's pretty much for our entire community. You know, we're in the rebuild process. We're trying to get things back to normal. It's going to be a long process, but, you know, football kind of gives us an outlet to get away.
Coach Bolden, I know many mid-state and beyond schools have provided aid, equipment, et cetera, to you. And I guess it shows a lot about the fellowship between you coaches. On Friday nights, everybody wants to win the ball game, but after that, it's just a big fellowship. You're a big special group.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, coaches in general across the state and I guess across the country, you know, it's a tight-knit group. So, you know, we always try to give back and try to help one another. So that was no different in this situation. Almost immediately, as soon as the flood happened, I started receiving phone calls and texts with people across the state and the country wanting to help.
Waverly coach Randall Bolden, talk about that day with, I think, 17 inches in a state record in a 24-hour period. Just, you know, what it was like, what you went through. And I know we had you on the John Burton and Greg Polk show on Tuesday, and you were worried about one of your coaches there for a while.
Yeah, so, you know, we play a game Friday night, and then we Saturday morning is usually when the kids and the coaches kind of come in. We get the kids treatment. They need ice baths and things of that nature. So, you know, Saturday morning was no different. We knew it was raining, but we didn't think anything like this would happen. We wake up early. About 7 o'clock, and I'm trying to get into the field house, and I can't. There's water over the road, so I have to go a different direction. Actually, end up going into a different county to get back to Humphreys County. And then get to the field house. And, you know, we see the water, it's up really high, so we couldn't get to the field house. We had to park on the Highway 70, and we saw one of our assistant coaches' trucks being washed to the softball field, so we thought he was in there. So we just, me and another assistant coach, we take off, we, you know, wade the waters, try to get to the field house, avoid the current. We finally get in there, and thank goodness he had already gotten out. We didn't know that at the time. The cell phone service was down, so there was no communication. But fortunately for us, he was able to get out as the floodwaters started rising.
Coach, this is Bubba Spears. Tell us now, you know, everybody's trying to build back up from the flood. How are you doing practice and school and everything there? Because I know your locker room was hit awful hard and your field was also.
Yes, the field, you know, all of our sports facilities, softball field, baseball field, football field, and field house. Was all hit pretty hard. Currently, we are practicing at a Dixie League football field in New Johnsonville, which is a little city that's just right next to ours. And then, obviously, you know, we got all of our football games on the road this year.
I was just about to ask that, Coach, if you were going to be on the road, if it were any plans to have any games a little closer to Waverly.
The plan right now is it was the easiest avenue for us was, you know, just go on the road this year. Hopefully we get our football facility fixed before next year. And hopefully all these road games we're taking this year will turn around and be home games next year.
Randall Bolden with us, Waverly coach, with that. What do you need? What do you need right now?
You know, guys, I think our short-term needs are met. You know, through the Titans in collaboration with other programs across the state and country, we were able to outfit our kids, so we're good for the season on equipment. What we're focusing on now is obviously, you know, finishing our season out and trying to make the playoffs to make a run. But outside of that, long term, you know, we're looking at refixing our facilities. I think this flood is going to turn our school into a 6-12 school. So now we're going to have junior high on our facility. So we've got a lot of stuff to do to try to get it corrected and fixed and right. It's going to be a long process, but that's the one we're currently starting to take.
They don't teach all that in coaching school, do they?
Unfortunately, not. You got to learn this as you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. One thing that we all find out as coaches, you know, that's why Tennessee is called a volunteer state. You'll have so many people that they step up when you need it the most, and that's what I'm proud to say about living in the state of Tennessee. You know, there's always people stepping up and helping one another out.
No, absolutely. And like I said, as soon as the floods hit, you know, there's people coming to help, people from, you know, out of county, out of this area, out of the state. There's people from Louisiana, Texas, you know, Alabama. There was people from all over the Southeast that were here willing to help, you know, within hours of it happening.
Coach, you, your staff, your players, I commend all of you in such a difficult time that you're able to still focus on football, focus on the goal. I know your goal is to win a state championship, and I know how difficult that must be because I know, you know, you and your staff and the players had were directly affected by this in many, many ways.
Yes, it's been a process, you know, just trying to stay focused. But, you know, I think the way that I've tried to build this program and our program up is, you know, through all the adversity we're facing, we can use that as a positive. You know, learning how to get through that, learning how to focus day in and day out on your job and what you're supposed to do every single day. You know, and once we get to practice and then games, you know, just focusing on every rep. You know, every rep has a life of itself. Just focus on that one rep, try to win that rep, and everything else kind of takes care of itself.
Waverly Coach Randall Bolden with us. Going back to the game Thursday night, I was watching some of the local footage on the local TVs, and a lady was interviewed, and she was grinning into ear to ear, and she said, you know, I've lived in Tennessee my whole life. I've never been to Nissan Stadium. I've always seen it on TV. And so I would say of those 6,000-plus people there, probably 75% had never even been in that stadium.
Yeah, I said there was probably a large portion of them. So it was great that they got to experience that.
Yeah, and just yourself coaching out there, what did that feel like?
Just another day, really. You know, I try to stay focused. Now, obviously, before the game, you know, you walk out there, you see the stadium. It didn't really sink in. You're just kind of enjoying it, and then. But once the game started, you know, it's almost like we're playing in the backyard.
You know, you didn't start. Yeah. Didn't start acting like Mike Vrabel.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us. And again, what you and your staff and your players and families and that community, it's ongoing prayers and thoughts and. You know, I'll just tell you, I don't know what I can do, but if you need any help, you know where to find us. And I know the outreach for Waverly football and all of Humphreys counties. I know the charity was the United Way of Humphreys County from the football game the other night. Donations could be made that way. So keep fighting the fight, Coach. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Waverly football coach Randall Bolden. That morning, I mean, that day later on, was worried about one of his own staffers. Yeah. And it was what, chest high water?
Yeah. I'm not comparing this. I went through 2010.
Yeah.
The 2010 flood affected me. I didn't have any flood damage, but I had got to a point where I was really trapped, couldn't get out or anything. And then. Saw the devastation, and when I was living in Bellevue, of all the things that happened, and I can't imagine it. It's nowhere near what has happened in Waverly, and those guys, him, his staff, and those players, they have really fought the fight. You got to be pulling for them.
Yeah.
Love nothing more to see those guys in the state championship.
Well, you know, as coaches, we always tell our kids, you know, tough times don't last. Tough people do.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you this, there's some tough people down there in Waverly. And like you said, in 2010, I was coaching it at Hillwood, and it affected us, some of our kids. But our kids wanted to get out and help those that needed help. And that's why, again, Tennessee is the volunteer state. But it's nothing like what Waverly's going through.
No, and again, kudos to the Titans and
right.
everything they've provided them that behind the scenes that we don't even know about. So, and certainly what a neat, just give them, like I said, Keith said it this way, keys to the castle, come play the game. And the Mike Keith and Coach Mack and all of them, they did it like it was certainly a Titans game, and it was a really nice evening. And yep. So just our continued thoughts and prayers for the people over in Humphreys County. We'll take